Well, here I am in Amsterdam. It's your buddy Mike. I am grizzless at the moment, although maybe he'll show up. Wouldn't that be a nice surprise? I don't think he's going to, because as best I can tell, he's in love. All right, well, I thought I'd give you an update of what's been happening since I arrived to beautiful Amsterdam. First of all, the weather has been unbelievable. Today was like, I don't know, 30 or something. And, yeah, I've made my way around, you know, to many coffee shops, had very few coffees. Although, here's an interesting story. I wanted a coffee. I just wanted an espresso. And so I went into, a coffee shop there. Yeah. And, give me a coffee. And they're like, sorry, we can't sell you that unless you buy some weed. What's a fellow to do? Anyway. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try and find some people to talk to throughout Amsterdam. It's in the Netherlands, which, by the way, has a place not too far away from Amsterdam called Holland. A lot of people call the Netherlands Holland. That's a misnomer. Actually, Nami, the country is called the Netherlands. Cliff Clavin there. I've eaten my way around. I don't really know if I like Dutch food. I tried herring today. Boo. I don't like that. And I tried, I think they're called bitterballen. Bitterballen. I don't know. It's like a meatball deep fried. It's not great. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of great places to eat. Oh, listen to the bells. Fucking things never stop. And of course, you can hear in the background the Netherlands national bird, the seagull. I'm talking to myself. This is a really weird thing. Okay, so here is what's going to happen. I'm going to try and find some people to talk to about the cannabis situation. The weed is pretty good. Here's what I heard. I don't know if this is true. I hear that none of it is from the Netherlands, right here in Amsterdam. None of it comes from here. As I understand it, most of the weed and the hash comes from Spain and Morocco. Let's go to Spain. And then Morocco, shall we? Come on, we're already over here. Okay, so come with me on this journey. I'll make this podcast over the next several days. And hopefully I'll be responding to people on Instagram and stuff like that as well as I post different photos. All right, well, listen, here we go. It's Marijuanderers. Don't forget to subscribe, tell a friend. And for the love of Pete, follow us on the socials, at Marijuanderers. Here we go. It's kind of a remarkable thing. Once you settle in Amsterdam, you start to look around at the coffee shops and the cannabis community, and things start to separate. The cream seems to separate a little bit, and all of the best cream rises to the top. My experience so far has been that the old school coffee shops are the best. I mean, there's cannabis just about anywhere you need to buy it at any of the coffee shops. A lot of it is the same. What cuts it apart is who you meet when you enter the coffee shops. And one of the places I wandered into on one of my first days was Coffee Shop Baloo. Yeah, named after the bear in the Jungle Book. And with me right now is one of the proprietor and managers of this wonderful coffee shop. Gus, thanks for joining me, man.
You're welcome. Thanks for interviewing me. Introduce myself shortly. I'm Gus. I've been working in coffee shops for like 21 years, since 1998. I'm 39 right now, so since I was over half my life.
Wow.
I've been working in coffee shops. Only for 2 years I did some different stuff, but used to work in a big place by Warmoestraat, Coffee Shop 36. Worked there for 10, 11 years. Another one I worked for 2 years, and several other ones, a small coffee shop like this. This one I work now for almost 6 years. So altogether, I cannot imagine my life before working in a coffee shop anymore.
Well, it's kind of interesting because as I walk around and have the experience here in town, I feel an awful lot like the coffee shops in Amsterdam are like most of the cafes are in most of the world. Although there are cafes here, people seem to congregate and really enjoy themselves at the coffee shops.
Yes, indeed. I mean, especially tourists, you know, they come here to smoke. Not everybody likes to drink. So, when people smoke, they tend to get more relaxed, have a nice conversation. People like their coffee with a joint, of course. The downside is, though, that where the rest of the world is slowly waking up, realizing that marijuana is a good thing, Holland is kind of getting more strict about it. So
yeah.
Once we gave the right example, and now we are going back in time, becoming backwards about it, you know?
That's really what I wanted to talk to you about, is the current situation and the future status of the cannabis industry. Because one of the things that I do know is, when I came here as a younger man, the weed was different. It was actually grown in Holland. I don't even know that it is anymore.
Yes, it still is. Sometimes it's grown in Germany now because there's less control. You know that it's illegal to grow still, right? It's like...
Yeah, explain the laws to us.
To make a real long story short, in the 70s, I know old hippie from the 70s that before the coffee shop times, he used to sell hash and marijuana, this kind of stuff. And the cops, the authorities were like, well, let the hippies have their smoke. There's more serious problems with drugs and whatever. And then it became a big business in the 80s and the 90s. Everybody knows about it. The whole world coming to visit Amsterdam now. And now the government is scratching their head, thinking like, you know, we want a piece of the pie. There's growers. I mean, they're creating this market where the weed has to come from somewhere. So someone has to grow it. And as long as they're not doing it themselves, it's this free market thing where, you know, you've got illegal growers delivering to the coffee shops and making a lot of money there. So the government, of course, is always about money. They want that money for themselves and want to legalize it so that they can grow legally and sell it to the coffee shops.
Well, that's the scenario we have in Canada right now, exactly. Is that the government is like supplying all of the licensing to cannabis growers. And by and large, my experience is that the product quality isn't really that good.
That's another thing of the quality control. Of course, now you have to compete with you know, the best of the best. And the only thing that would be beneficial is they cannot fool around with the weed anymore. They cannot, you know, spray any harmful chemicals on it or whatever they do sometimes. That it would be healthier in a way, you know. But otherwise, I hope in Holland it will never happen, because now it stays like, it's a free market price, everything. And of course, they're going to raise taxes as long as they... When they will legalize it, they will force us to pay taxes. Yeah. They'll force the customer to pay taxes on it. And it will all be twice as expensive. And it's going to be bad for everybody except the government. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what happens, and it's already happening, I think, in Canada, is that the gray market becomes enormous and delivery becomes the new coffee shop. But what's a shame about that is, like, you and I sitting here shooting the shit right now. Doesn't happen. You have a guy come to your house. It's a very insular thing. When really the experience has always been, certainly in Amsterdam, to sit in a cafe, contemplate life, you know, share a smoke and a little bit of life with one another.
Indeed, or that's how it should be. I always said that, you know, I mean, that's probably why alcohol is legalized mainly in the rest of the world, because it kind of makes you more dumb, or it makes your conversation a bit more stupid, whereas marijuana doesn't make you smart, but it keeps the conversation alive, kind of, you know what I mean? Where, you know, you can have a fun conversation, you can have a serious conversation. Whereas with alcohol, the more you drink, the more stupid the conversation becomes at the end, you know what I mean? So,
I will share this with you. Okay, so I walk into Baloo.
And I like alcohol, don't get me wrong, but sorry, go on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. I walk into Baloo and I immediately feel like it's a... Yeah, it's nice love, that's good love.
This is my friend from Canada as well, by the
You're
way.
You're from Canada too? Hey, man, Toronto. What's your name? We're just doing a podcast. You want to say hi?
My name's Laurent.
Hey, Laurent. Nice to meet you, man. I admired his spacers earlier. He's got good Mona Lisa spacers.
Yeah, yeah.
You're from Montreal?
Correct.
All right. Well, there we go. See, now this is... We're experiencing just what we're talking about.
Yeah.
A nice discussion that came about because we're sitting outside a coffee shop. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to this. Marciani, ring a bell?
Yeah.
Ricardo, ring a bell?
Yeah.
Gus, ring a bell?
That's me, yeah.
Okay, so that's three people in your shop alone that I can say by name. Because I've had a nice conversation. I've had a nice interaction, a little bit of a conversation about what's good to smoke. And I really hope Amsterdam never loses that.
Of course. And that's also, you know, a requirement for working in the coffee shop. You have to be a bit social person. How you say, to know what kind of person you're handling with. We've got a lot of first timers. People that never smoked are bound to pass out. I have to inform them about taking their time, taking it slow. We don't rush it. You know, people think, oh, it's all exciting until they pass out or feel sick, which happens all the time. So you also have a bit of responsibility, and then again, you want to make people feel at home. You're also the host, of course, you know, so you gotta work it both ways. You gotta keep the bad people out, you gotta keep your eyes open all the time. I mean, we can smoke obviously while you're working, but you still gotta keep your eyes open. There's a lot of thieves and whatever, weirdos, so you gotta, you know, you gotta you're a host as well as a bouncer, as a medical person sometimes, waking people up and bringing them back to life, basically.
Doing everything yeah, you're a caregiver, a practitioner, a little bit of the actual bud itself. Oh, let's talk about that. What do you have in stock right now?
Several things. It changes all the time. We got the Silver Haze, Amnesia Haze, the classics. I think Strawberry Kush ran out. It wasn't that good, to be honest. We got some original Super Skunk. It's back on the menu again. You know, it changes all the time. We got a couple good hashes, Moroccan hash. New style hash, which is what they call the weed hash, which tastes
yeah, I like it. I like it.
Things come and go, you know. At one point we had only hazes. At one point we only had Kush. You get what you can get, you know. Everybody has their own people basically delivering, and you get what they get. And sometimes you get something new. Sometimes something runs out.
Yeah. Same as at home, you know.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Well, I want people to come and check you out. Do you have a website or anything they should check out?
I'm not sure. I got to say, I don't have a smartphone myself, and I'm not really...
I love this. Okay, now you're experiencing... This is old school.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right here. But, okay, what's the street? Because I couldn't say it.
Halve Maansteeg, which means like Half Moon Alley. And we're located Half Moon Alley, Half Maansteeg number 5, Coffee Shop Baloo. You'll see a sign there. We do have a website, or I think we have a Facebook page. I'm not 100% sure.
Which is I'll look it up and I'll post
made by
it.
Us, which is not made by us for legal reasons.
I understand. Oh, Gus, I understand. Gus, it's been a delight, man. You're a great guy, and I wish you guys great success here, and thanks for making me feel so welcome.
Thanks a lot, man. I wish you success as well with this whole podcast thing.
Thanks, dude.
Good luck, man.
Well, as the soccer fans of Amsterdam rage on in the background, I wrap up a trip. But I'll tell you this, Amsterdam is a beautiful place, and man, amazing places to eat. I'll give you some examples. There's a place called 212. It's a Michelin star restaurant. It's incredible. Get high, go eat. Some other stuff that I'll recommend to you that is outside the normal realm of what to do in Amsterdam. Go over to Holland, rent a bike. And by the way, Holland is just across the, just 1 minute ferry ride across the channel into a beautiful sort of an island scenario. You can ride a bike and head into the countryside. Just a great place to sit and contemplate and smoke a joint and think about life. All right, let's get back to the show. There's a little bit of a postcard from Amsterdam. By the way, the weather was great. And last night, incredible, incredible aurora borealis over Amsterdam. I'm going to save the photo until this gets released so that we can post it. All right, back to the studio with you, Grizz, you prick. Who did?
You did. You called me a fucking dick from Amsterdam. You're smoking weed. You're supposed to be a nice guy, not a fucking douchebag. You called me a dick. Why did you call me a dick?
With love.
Back to the studio, Brian, you dick.
Sorry about that, dude.
You could have said Grizz.
Yeah, man, sorry.
You used
about
my
that.
First name.
Yeah, no, I did. Didn't I?
And then put dick behind it.
Okay. Well, listen, that was
not
an accident.
You dick.
I'm going to edit that out. How about that? Would you like me to edit that part out? And then it won't seem like... I don't hear.
You expect me to believe you're going to fucking edit it out?
It would be really nice if you were just like, hey, welcome back, buddy.
You know what?
Where did that go?
Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You fucking dick.
Thank you.
Why did you call me a dick? What did the
dick? I don't
know.
I don't know.
You were talking, you're talking to somebody.
I was sitting at the top of this. I got to tell you, man, I'm in the best physical condition of my life because all I did was walk, ride, and climb stairs because I was on the fifth floor. The place I stayed at was on the fifth floor, as you heard a few minutes ago.
Right.
But I was just sitting up there. It just struck me as funny to do that as I closed up. I was by myself. I was on a rooftop by myself. I was talking to myself.
Right.
There was no ill intent. It was just for... So...
Hang on. There was no ill intent.
No.
No malice whatsoever.
No.
None.
No.
None.
Nope.
Do you call your children that name?
No, absolutely not. It's reserved for you.
You see? So there was malice.
Have I? I'm pretty sure I have, actually, now that I think about
that
it.
You've called your kids dick?
I'm pretty sure.
Right? In front of, I don't know, thousands of people?
No.
No.
Wouldn't do that.
No, just in the house,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay. I'll edit it out. Okay, let's try again.
You
Welcome
won't
back,
edit
Mike.
It out.
Welcome back, Mike.
You won't edit it out.
I will.
No, you won't.
I will not.
No, I know. Exactly.
So.
You fucking dickhead.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I think we're even.
Whatever, we're even.
I think we're even.
Smoke any good weed?
In Amsterdam?
Anywhere.
Yeah. You know what? Well, first of all, let me tell you a couple. Do you mind if I share a couple of things? Yes. I've smoked some good weed. It was not in Amsterdam, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Back home.
Back home.
Better weed back home than in Amsterdam?
I'm thinking Canada has the best weed in the world. I think it does. Okay.
Really?
Okay. So here's what I discovered in Amsterdam. I think a lot of it comes from Spain. In the way of weed, and none of it comes from Holland that you're getting in the coffee shops.
Right.
And even their government's ready to turn it all upside down again, and you're going to have to do, like, legal stuff.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Sorry. Are you laughing? Come on, Mike. Say what you got to say. Go ahead. Completely fucking random.
Why are you so random?
Go ahead. Sorry, listeners. Mike's having an episode.
No, I'm not.
He's being a bit of a dick.
So here's what happened just now. Brian, while I was talking, Grizz stuck his entire phone into his mouth. I've never seen anybody do that. You know, the network thinks that our podcast is getting off track. Did I mention that? Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I'll be all right.
Okay. So, and I also discovered that please don't put it in that way.
People are listening to this thing just to fucking hear us laugh. We don't have any content.
Holy
we have
shit.
Nothing. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So then the hash, apparently, I'm not looking. The hash of Bhutan. Why do you hate me so much? That's a bottle. Dude, you can't put a whole bottle in there. You know what? You might be prison ready.
I might be prison ready.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So the hash, apparently, from Morocco. None of it really from Holland, but and none of it particularly outstanding at all. Are you having a seizure? Why are you doing this to me?
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me more about Amsterdam, Mike. Didn't expect it to go this way, did you?
What is wrong with you? He just put his wallet in his mouth like he was having a seizure and then made it look like... This is. But just so you know, buddy, this is a an audio medium.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why this is so funny to me.
Did you have any questions about my trip?
No, but my wallet tasted like shit.
I think you missed your back pocket. Why do we think it's okay to reunite after a couple of weeks? Like it's going to be normal in front of a mic.
I don't know. It started off bad.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put my phone in my mouth.
I want you to know 5 minutes of in 16 seconds of complete nonsense.
Is that what you've done?
Yeah, you've put your phone, your entire water bottle, and your wallet in your mouth. We've accomplished nothing.
You got any soap?
You need to wash your mouth. We'll try and get you a Mentos on the way out.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Grizz.
God damn it. Okay, so let's get back to the show, please, because you've wasted my time.
I really appreciate that you put some time in you didn't want to. Why do you hate
this show? It's
supposed
to be 10 minutes. That's all we wanted to do. It was 10 minutes.
Why do you hate this show so much?
I don't hate the show.
Like I point out, the network's like, do you think the podcast is getting a little off track?
Just a bit. Just a bit. You're supposed to be in control. You're the host.
It's a travel show. I'm trying to talk about Amsterdam, for example, and all you can do is stuff things in your mouth.
I don't know if we're going to be able to even post this. I don't think we can post this. I really don't. We might have to just stop.
We're posting because I put some effort into doing interviews and stuff that you didn't hear up to this point. But now we're back in the studio. You're just making a mockery. The network says, you think it's getting a little off track. So I say, don't worry. When I'm in Amsterdam, I'll do a rap show on that.
Right.
We get to doing the rap show and all you can do is shit all over the Amsterdam show. It's the most popular place for weed on earth.
I know. Fuck, I'm laughing so much. I'm sweating. I gotta fucking undo my shirt. It's fucking hot.
Okay, now 7 minutes of nonsense. Please leave your shirt on. That's enough.
I'm just doing it. I got a sunburn. You want to see my sunburn?
No, I don't. You want to see my sunburn? No, I don't.
Really?
Although people are writing in asking if you would like to post pictures of your hernia.
You're kidding me, you fucking asshole.
So,
back to this.
We'll wrap this up. This is ridiculous. Do you want me to tell you one funny story from Amsterdam that happened?
Funny, aside and then a guy from, putting a wallet in his mouth, a phone in his mouth.
Well, there was the gentleman that I had to explain that if he proceeded to take a shit on the street in front of me, I would have to put him into the canal.
Is that, it was a man taking his shit.
Yeah.
On the street.
Amsterdam parties all night long, right? Like, and then at 5 a.m., you think, okay, finally everybody's... No, but then the morning traffic starts. It literally goes around the clock. I don't know when people sleep. And I'll tell you this, the Dutch, I think they've had enough of us tourists. I'm not going to lie to you. They just want to get on with their lives.
Well, is it more tourists that are up all night than it is like,
oh, yeah,
because of the red light districts and stuff like that?
There's this thing that I like to describe that goes on there called white boy drunk.
Okay.
And it just becomes annoying. Anyway, having said that, the people that I met in the coffee shops, as you heard in the interview just a second ago, just really nice people. People at Barney's. Just take a look at our Instagram feed at Merrill Wanderers, because you'll see some of the places. And then now that we're going to post this nonsense that you shit up this show so badly, I still have to post. I don't have time to do another one. I'll post up some more photos of graffiti and things that I saw along the way in Amsterdam. Many thanks to the folks at Strain Hunters as well. They were really cool folks. So awesome. I wanted to shout them out. Here's a funny story. I'm walking around. I'm pretty high, okay? And I think to myself, I could really use a coffee right about now. I think I indicated myself, I need to get a coffee or the jet lag or something. So I went into a coffee shop and I said, can I get a double espresso? And the lady said, well, I don't mean to be rude, but will you be buying any weed? Because if not, I can't sell you the coffee. They weren't allowed to sell coffee.
Unless you bought weed.
Unless you bought weed. That was their policy in the coffee shop.
Are you kidding me?
And then she leaned forward and she said, it's not very good coffee. So if you're looking for a cup of coffee, the word you're looking for is cafe, okay? Because the coffee shops, they're certainly not really focused on the coffee.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so you didn't get your cup of coffee.
A lot of edibles out there, I noticed. Although mainly it's people smoking, you know, that's the trend. And, you know, as you hear, there's like, you know, it's very competitive out there now. The government doesn't know how they're going to handle their business, and they don't really have any product in the country to speak of. So if they do decide to go only domestic, it's going to be a real problem, I think, for the Netherlands.
Is vaping big over there? Because, you know, I hate vaping. But
you mean shatter vaping or nicotine vaping?
Well, I guess shatter vaping.
No. Like, cartridges were not for sale there. It was weed and hash.
Yeah, see, I can live
with that. And, like, space cake and stuff like that.
Right, so edibles and then...
Yeah.
How is it that in Amsterdam they can figure out edibles, and in Canada they're like, oh, we can't do edibles because we don't know what's in them yet.
Nothing's illegal in the Netherlands.
Nothing at all, right?
I don't think so. Of course, I mean,
so Canada fucks it up and makes it legal but illegal.
Okay, so here's something weird that I did. You want to hear a weird story? I got high and went to the red light district with my daughter.
That's fun.
It was a lot of fun, man. It was really cool. If you ever get a chance to do it, there's like hundreds of thousands of people just walking by these windows.
Did you get her a male prostitute?
That's the blue light district, I think.
Blue light district.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the blue light or green
light?
They
actually have that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can get guys. There's the blue, and then there's the red light district. You don't have to. You could just go to the red light district.
Clear my throat. What's that all about?
Just relax. Oh, did you get a little bit of wallet down your
throat? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's all it was.
Processing a little bit of plastic back there from that bottle?
Yeah.
I got something else I want to stick in your mouth. So why don't we end the show?
On that note?
I have an espresso put aside for you.
Fair
just
enough.
Specially.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, for goodness sake, what do you think I was talking about? I'm sorry about this show. Thanks for listening. Can we please do another one? No, all three. Wow, that is impressive. You do have a huge maw on you, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Lady friend likes it. Oh, I hurt my tongue.
You did just now?
Last night.
What, doing your thing?
I did my thing well last
night. I go to Amsterdam, and all you want to talk about is how you're injuring yourself having sex with the mother of these poor children.
The underside of the tongue. It was
too much pressure?
No, it wasn't too much pressure. It was just too much work.
It was
lifting weights.
So you strained something?
Yeah, I did, or tore something. I don't know what it is.
And yet today you're jamming as much into your mouth as you can. Well, you're like a 3-year-old. You know what? You're like a 6-month-old. You're just like everything straight to the mouth. You know what I mean?
It's not. No.
Yeah,
no.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's not.
I'm surprised you haven't taken your headphones off and put them in your mouth.
I'm going to do that with yours.
Ridiculous. Thanks for tuning in. Merrill Wanderers, subscribe, tell a friend. I don't know why you would. I hate this show now. You made me hate this show. I was so excited in Amsterdam. I'm going to do a nice show. And then you had to ruin it with your stupid antics. Please don't hesitate to write. Mike at MerrillWanderers.com or Brian. Grizz. It doesn't matter. He never checks it anymore.
Grizz. I never check it. No.
Follow us at Merrill Wanderers. And thanks. You are lovely people. We do feel love for you. Everybody ask me how I know. I smiled at them and said she told me so. Everybody ask me how I know.